The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
That time of year where spiders are getting amorous, and apparently they don't like to do it outdoors, which means they're coming into your house. Just giving you fair warning. Aine Lilana is here. She can guide us on what you can do to convince them to do it outdoors if they're willing. Is this all? Is it driven entirely by an amorous desire to get together, or do they just not like the rainy weather?
It is driven by the desire of people who write newspapers to fill the empty spaces during the silly season. What do you mean they don't like to do it outside? Would you get a grip? What about all those outside spiders? There's only one or two species that are house spiders.
And they're in the house. Oh, is that true? I thought all spiders were sort of omnipresent. There's indoor spiders and outdoor spiders.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, one of them is called the house spider and one of them is called the bath spider because that's where they live. The rest of them live outside. The garden spider, for example, the one with the lovely web and the stripy legs, they'll be all over the place outside, hanging on the window. The sun will be shining in. The mist will be making the webs look beautiful. They never come in at all. It's just the house spider that does this. And they're in the house all the time. So this nonsense about closing the windows to keep them out. First of all, I have to tell the people that are reading this, spiders don't fly. They're not going to fly in the windows anyway, in the first instance.
But they're very good at climbing, so they could get up the windowsill and walk in. They could. I've seen them do it.
Yeah, but they might if they wanted to. But I mean, last week I had to field heaps of questions from people who said, I hate them fruit flies. They're eating all me fruit. They're eating all me wine. They're doing all of this. What do you think eats flies? Only spiders. Now make up your mind. Do you want fruit flies or do you want spiders?
Now this raises an interesting question. What does the house spider live on if you've managed not to have flies in your house? Because I think it's possible to have house spiders but not have flies.
Why do you have these things? You know,
I have all sorts of things.
You have no flies because you have the house spiders. Go on. But I mean, they don't have to eat every minute like us because they're cold-blooded. So spiders don't. I mean, they could spend a whole month without eating anything because they have a different sort of a metabolism. So that they could go around in a torpid state. But they have well able to grab things. There's hunting spiders that run after them and grab them. And then there's web-spinning spiders. So there's one lot and the other lot. So the ones in the houses are generally...
Does the hunting spider not spin a web?
No, because it runs after things and grabs them. It doesn't catch things in a web. They're the orb web spiders that spin. Aren't you glad you brought me in?
I'm always glad I brought you in.
Yes, indeed.
Does that mean then that does the hunting spider have the capacity to spin silk? It just doesn't do it into a web, or is it silkless?
No, it has the capacity to spin silk because obviously when you lay eggs and you mate, you have to put the eggs somewhere. You can't drop them on the ground. So they put them in a they do spin silk and they have, but you get balls of eggs in places from those kinds of spiders. So it's a wonderful carry on altogether.
What then about the false widow? Because I have seen them both indoors and outdoors and they're A, not native and B, mean.
Well, they are actually an outdoor spider, in fact, but they can
come in.
So a bit, yeah. But I mean, what do you mean? If you sit on one, it'll bite you. But
right.
I mean, they don't come running over to grab you and bite you. They're not
but they don't announce their presence when they're in the couch either. So like they don't put up a little warning sign saying, don't sit on me. The first you know about them is when they sting you. And they're used, when I was growing up, you were always told, leave spiders alone, they do you no harm. And then the false widow came in and wrecked that for everybody.
But it only bites, it only gives you, it's the same as getting stung by a bee or something. You're not going
nobody
to
wants that.
Die. And I mean, they're not on everybody's sofa. Now, you're putting the wind up, people. These things are outside. They've only come in by mistake. Their habitat is not. You know, somebody's going to say, I had this. I sat on the sofa. My legs swelled up. It nearly fell off. I had to be revived by you. And I'm lucky to be here at all. There's always someone, isn't there?
There is a text that has just arrived that says, not a fan of the false widows, which are everywhere.
Well, that's if you're lucky. But I mean, do they know they're false widows? Anybody that sees a big spider now says it's a false widow.
I know, false widow is fairly, as spiders go, as you identify. False widow has the big balloony bottom with the little... white kind of almost X on the back of it. That's fairly distinctive.
Well, I suppose it is, but it's not a real widow, a real black widow, which has a red dot and only occurs in America and has a much more venomous bite.
But yeah, they can do you serious harm, can't they?
Yeah, but they live in America. They
where did the false widow come from? Because it was an import, wasn't it?
Came in with vegetables and fruit and things from further south, I think, from Canaries and places like that, rather than, and you know, moved up along. But anyway, lots of things come here. That's the trouble with having invasive species. But anyway, the spiders have to have their fling. Their males are looking for the women. That they're not interested in biting you. They're much more interested in finding herself and mating. And she lays 100 eggs and then the poor woman dies after all the energy. And a man lives to fight another day. He'll go around and find another woman. But once the females lay their eggs, they die. I mean, they can never reach Charlotte's web.
I think I did, but I feel it was a long time ago.
Well, Charlotte was a spider in that, a wonderful great spider, and in the end, Jen, she's going to lay her eggs and die, because a huge 100 eggs is an awful lot of body mass, and that's it. And then there's no loving care and attention to the baby spiders. They just get on with it. And did you know that spiders have all their legs on their heads?
I did not, but now that you say it, that's a fine point. Though, yeah, the rest of them sort of hangs out the back.
Yeah, yeah, but if you ask people where's the spider's legs, they all say they're on their body, like ladybirds or something. They all have all their legs on their heads, and they're all cannibals. They'd eat each other if they got half a chance. So it's very hard for the poor man going looking for a woman, because if he's not careful, she'll eat him. So he has to bring a present, like the way you might bring chocolates to your lover on Valentine's Day. Or so if he didn't, she might eat you. But if the spider doesn't get her fly all wrapped up,
it'd increase the chances you getting chocolates if that was the downside threat. So does that mean then that male spiders have a significantly longer lifespan than the females because they don't die in egg
If they
production?
Don't get ate by herself during the mating process. Because once the mating has happened, really the feed of protein is good for her. It helps her to lay the eggs. It doesn't matter one way or the other. But your man might want to live another day, so he brings a present. So why do you think it's called the Black Widow? What do you think happened to the black? What's a widow? A widow is a person whose husband is dead. What do you suppose happened to the one in America? Your woman ate him.
What's the survivability rate out of the 100 eggs? I assume one spider does not create 100 successful progeny. There must
not at all. First of all, once they come out of their little eggs, they're all about to eat each other because they're all in a nest together, and they start pucking and thumping and the nest explodes and they all get carried away in the wind. So have you ever seen these gossamer, these things of gossamer they can see in an autumn or an August evening? They're the gossamer trails. That's the little spiderlings being blown off in the wind and disseminated. You could do a PhD, though, on how many of these you could tag them, maybe with some kind of a tag and count up where they all go.
But effectively, they hang glide. They have a little strip of silk that floats. Do they prenatally predate? I remember reading that sharks are one of the few species that will actually predate each other within the womb, that fetal sharks eat each other. Do spiders do the same?
No, the spiders are in eggs. So eggs are eggs are eggs. Then they hatch out and they're in this
and then the violence ensues.
Yeah, but what's, if you start trying to eat your neighbour and pucking and shoving, the thing explodes. Any movement at all and it explodes and they're all gone. Because otherwise, why would you go to all the trouble of laying 100 eggs if you're only going to get one big fat baby at the end of it?
What do you do?
Nature doesn't do that.
If you discover that you have an egg sac somewhere about your house, should you?
You'd be delighted and think, I'm going to have loads of spiders and no more of these fruit flies. Why would you want to be doing anything about it? And people have to live in their houses and people can do what they want. But, you know, I mean, if it's out of doors, leave it there. If it's inside and it's giving you the heebie-jeebies, just hoover it up or something, I suppose.
You mentioned the bath spider. Are there spiders capable of getting out of baths?
Yeah, people used to think they came up the plug holes, you know, because you go up in the morning, look in the bath and there's a big spider.
There he is walking around, yeah.
It wasn't there before. Now think about it. You know, do they have underwater diving apparatus? There's an S-bend in your thing. You know, they have to come. That's why you have water in the S-bend stop. So spiders fall into the bath. And then because they're so big, and there's always a big spider in the bath because the little ones can climb out. So, yeah. So people say, well, I put in the plug and then it didn't happen anymore. But so they climbed up the chain out of the plug and out they got, or climbed up a towel or something. But if you have a big, heavy spider and a shiny bath, it can't get out. So that's why they're...
Are the big, heavy ones with the furry legs, is that a house spider or is that a huntsman?
No, it's a bat spider. Tegenaria gigantica is the name of it in Latin. It's not...
The what?
Tegenaria is the... And then gigantica is the particular species, so it's gigantic.
Very big something.
Yeah, tegenaria, whereas the house one is a tegenaria, which is domestica, which is different. And the huntsman is a hunting spider, and that's outside somewhere.
Text to say, I just removed a reddish spider hidden in a sash window. Thought it was a bumblebee. What species would it be?
But how the hell can I know from somebody saying this? I'd want to see at least a picture of it. And are you sure it was made? What light was it in and whatever? But anyway, I'm glad you removed it and that you're happier now that it's gone.
I found loads of tiny baby spiders in the bathroom. They are tiny, ant size. Every night I find more. Do I need to be worried about a nest?
Well, I mean, the nest is over. They're running around the place. They're out of it now. I mean, open the window and let them go. They'll all disperse whenever they get big enough to look for husbands.
But does that mean that they are likely... Does that mean it is a juvenile spider or it's a small spider?
Well,
how do you
money
know?
Spiders. Money spiders are absolutely tiny.
Are they actually spiders?
Well, yeah, they're actually spiders.
They're red fellas.
They're not. They're mites. They're the ones that people call bloodsuckers. So they're not spiders, but there's things called money spiders, little tiny ones. I mean, spiders can range in size from being absolutely tiny to being, you know, big raft spiders, all Irish species. But the money spiders are tiny ones. So they may well be just money spiders, which are very small.
I believe you are...
Put on the light and you go into the bathroom. Just go in and come out. And
you don't know it's there. It's fine. I believe you are opening a pond.
I'm opening a pond. When I'm finished here with you, you know, I'm going down to Drumiskin in County Louth, where they have restored a pond and got an entrance to it from the car park and restored all the biodiversity around it, and there's all the vegetation and the dragonflies and all of that. And I, because I'm a local lady, at least I come from the next parish, which is nearly as good, I'm going down to cut the ribbon and open the pond and declare it open to everybody.
I have a dragonfly related question. I have a theory, and I don't know if I read it somewhere, if I made it up, but you'll know. I have a theory that I read that dragonflies are the only insect that can fly an intercept course. That it sees your man's heading in that direction, I'll cut him off at the pass. All the rest of them just chase from behind. Did I make that up or is that true?
Oh, you could well be true, because actually a lot of adult insects don't feed as an adult, but the dragonflies do, those big hunter dragonflies, the hawkers, and they're able to catch things and their mouths come down and hinges and whatever else. So they have really good eyesight. So they could well cut them off at the pass indeed, yes. So when you finish the PhD on the spiders, you can move on to do one on the dragonfly.
One final one. I was near a river in Wicklow the other day, and there was these little fellas who were widespread. They looked actually like a drone, only instead of propellers on their feet, they had large feet, walking along the top of the water. What are they called? Walking on the surface of the water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're pond skaters, and you know they're so light they actually walk on top of the surface tension on the thing. You know the way if you can't dive properly, you land with a big slap and it hurts you. There's actually a surface tension, and it's very small creatures with these big spaces, like tightrope walkers with things. They can play, they're supported on that. So good on you to have seen this. One of
Thanks very much. Aina, always a joy. If you're in the Drumiskin area, head there to the nearest pond. You will find Aina and Leanna there in the next hour or so. Thank
That's
you so much.
That's like here in the one bit.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.